This is Ozarks at Large. USDA Natural Resources Conservation Service is proposing removing the term karst from its National Handbook of Conservation Practices. That's raising a ruckus among environmentalists. Ozarks at Large's Jacqueline Froelich reports.
Dane Schumacher is a resident of southeastern rural Carroll County. He's been in what can only be described as a number of karst skirmishes. He's helped to successfully shut down an industrial hog farm in Newton County, block a utility from freely spraying herbicide on private property rights of ways, and prevent a massive turkey CAFO or confined animal feeding operation from being built in his watershed, all of those situated on karst.
Yes, I just really care for our environment and the beauty that we have here, the landscape, the clean water, and all of it where I live, is the predominant feature is karst.
On the Ozarks, karst is a predominantly soluble limestone geologic formation beneath a thin layer of soil through which surface water has drained for millennia, dissolving and carving subsurface channels, streams, caves, and sinkholes.
What ecological service that does a karst provide? I think it provides us with an abundance of springs flowing off of different bluffs. There's caverns which provide an abundance of subterranean ecosystem, which it also is a very good indicator for a healthy, strong environment. There are bats. Caves can be homes to bats. Different types of insects, salamanders, which are all good litmus for the health and the quality of our water system.
The Ozarks Plateau contains a motherlode of spring-saturated karst, which more federal and state agencies recognize as sensitive ecological preserves. But karst, due to its nature, is also vulnerable to surface pollution. Yet the USDA Natural Resource Conservation Service, headquartered in Washington, D.C., is asking the public to comment on its notice to remove the word karst associated with sinkholes from its handbook of conservation practices.
The purpose of the handbook is to provide technical guidance to NRCS participants, whether that be financial assistance, technical assistance, but it's a guide for conservation practices.
NRCS, formerly known as the Soil Conservation Service, provides technical assistance to farmers and private landowners and managers. Schumacher, a former paralegal turned citizen scientist and environmental consultant, queried the Conservation Service to learn why the agency wants to delete the word karst.
Exactly that. Why are you removing the word karst and all terminology, including geologic investigations and concerns and considerations, in the current document? And he forwarded my email to the lead technical assistant or technician, and I did get a response from her, and I can read it to you real quick if you'd like. Sinkholes are typically, you were correct in that, naturally occurring sinkholes are typically associated with karst processes. There are other environmental settings than karst terrain that can cause naturally occurring sinkholes. For example, depressions at the land surface and glacial till caused by a decline in the water table or collapsed lava tubes. For the conservation practice standard to be applicable to all environmental settings where naturally occurring sinkholes form, in this update, the standard name was changed from karst sinkhole treatment to sinkhole treatment, and the term karst was removed where the standard addresses all environmental settings where naturally occurring sinkholes form.
Schumacher says the karst sinkhole designation was established only 5 years ago by the federal agency.
Over 20% of the landmass in the United States is comprised of karst.
And most sinkholes, he says, occur in karst topography, given its fragile nature, requiring developers, farmers, property owners, and communities to plant appropriately to protect karst regions. Schumacher says the proposal to delete the word raised red flags for him.
Primarily because we are dealing with some loose and lax regulatory process that might not catch or might not investigate at the beginning, at the site evaluation, when a particular facility wants to be sited, there are ways to circumvent so that you wouldn't have to go through any kind of investigative process to determine whether your facility will sit atop karst or not.
Schumacher encourages anyone interested in maintaining karst designations in Natural Resource Conservation Services literature to comment. The deadline is April 8th. Search regulations.gov/comments/NRCS. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Jacqueline Froelich.
And we've posted the NRCS public comment link at ozarksatlarge.com.